Lo yiftach adam, we're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Lo yiftach adam machzei batchilul sech sadewi ad shayu boi shalosh, until you have shalosh merubiyos, shehem shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh, shi'uron eshe m'shev avanim, which is shi'ur of 27 avanim, 20, like a Rubik's Cube. Has to be 3 by 3 by 3. 3, 1, 2, 3 by 3. By 1, by 3, 1, 2, 3, 27, this is 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 times 3 is 27. Okay, here's a big Eved. Look at these two guys bending down, lifting up this very heavy stone. So let's see exactly. You're now allowed to go under Shemitah. You're now allowed, lo yiftach adam, person may open up a machzev b'tchil l'sechseyu. Kisha sela mechusa, but when the cell is in the ground, also, you're now allowed to go quarry from this large stone, little stones of Shvias. So you have a field, and in the field you have a very large stone buried, and you want to take this large stone, you want to break it into little pieces to make it into little stones. You now do this during the Shvias because people are going to accuse you, they're going to suspect that you are preparing your field during the year of Shemitah. Good? So this is categorically forbidden. Forbidden fruit. Is that clear to you, sir?
Yeah. Okay. You're not a quarry, right?
You're now allowed to pull out the stone out of the ground and go cut it and use to start cutting it up because they're going to assume that you're sacking your field.
Getting rid of the stones.
Unless here's the stone, and from that large stone you can make from it 27 little stones. Yesh b'chelik ha'sela ha'magula k'lachzev shalosh mur boyos. Three mubayos. Now, what is the word mubayos? Mubayos means shalosh mubayos. Three mubayos. Three different. Means a square. See, this is a square. You have to have three squares. 1, 2, 3. And each of the three squares is 3 by 3. 1, 2, 3 by 1, 2, 3. Shalosh mubayos. Shehem shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosha. That's it. 3, 1, 2, 3, and each one is 3 by 3, which is exactly it's going to be a total of 27. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says over here, Mishnehei Machzev, Mokar Mesech Sadeu, a place in the field, Shechitzin Mimenu Avonim Lubinu, where you quarry stones for construction. Yeah? Im Hoyim Chusa Afar, if this stone was concealed in earth, im hoye mechus afar v'lo hoye nira in a widloye nira in poiskim osab etchilu b'shvius, if it was covered in earth and it was not noticeable, you now let open up for the very first time in Shemitah. Shereya oimer, someone who sees oimer is going to say l'sakin stehu oiseh. If it's concealed and you're going to open this up for the very first time, people are going to say, oh, the reason why he's digging the field, they're not going to realize you're opening up the earth in order to go get to the stone. They're going to think it's a matter of perception, Marasan. They're going to think the reason why you're digging is because you're being misak in your field. People are going to want to plant over your inside. Realize that your real kavanah is going to need the stone for construction. People are not going to realize what your real kavanah is. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you have three mubiyos, shayu niglim, v'nir me'oisa machzef. It has to be revealed and seen me'oisa machzef. Kodim shviyos shalosh shuos three rows shalavanim shalosh shuos shalavanim shkol shu mehem shalosh amos. Each row is three amos. Shalosh amos arech v'shalosh amos arech, three amos in length, three amos in width. Berum shalosh amos shana, three amos. Shenim tzu sham tish avonim. You have your nine stones. Shkol echaduhi am al amo. Berum shalosh. Each one is going to be an amo by an amo with a room of three. V'chein b'chol shura v'shura. And now it's noticeable that you, the reason why you're cutting up is for stones, and not the misakein. That's the whole Mishnah. Okay, so it has to be one amma by one amma, one amma length, one amma height by a room, by an expanse of three ammas. So if you have three different blocks, each one is going to have nine. one, two, three, and that's exposed. Now everyone can notice that what you do over here is the purpose of acquiring the stones. People are going, you're not doing this for the purpose. You're not doing this for the purpose of. You're not doing this for the purpose of. You're doing this for the purpose of acquiring stones. You're not doing this for the purpose of digging your field. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we finished the Mishnah. We did a whole Mishnah already. Let's
cut
the Mishnah.
When you do it like the with the three way, the cube, Rubik's cube. It's not.
So now it's noticeable that you're not. Now it's noticeable that you're not doing it. You're not doing this to seed the field. The reason why you are uncovering the stone is because you want to quarry. You want stones. It's. You only now allow Shemitah to go and so.
I understood that, but how does this show me that I'm doing it to quarry stones?
You're just saying that if you have over here enough space, you have over here 9 amas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, by a height of 3, by an expanse of 3, then everyone sees this is already a size of an exposed area. Everyone realizes that you're not planting your field. What you're doing here is you're acquiring stones. And it's us. We're not farmers. Okay, so it's Chaz Mishnah. We do the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah here says, L'yitach person may not allow to open up Machtseif, Batzila, an area to quarry stones, L'soch Sadeyu, Ad Sheyihiyu, unless you have Shalosh Mur Bios, unless you have 3 squares. Here are the squares. 1, 2, 3. Shehem Shalosh Al Shalosh, which is a dimension of 3 by 3, Al Rum Shalosh, a height of 3, an expanse of 3, period, which is a grand total of Shi'uran, the total measure is going to be Eshem Meshavan, it's going to be grand total, going to be 27 stones. It's going to be a total of 27 stones. Good? Okay, now we go to next Mishnah above Godar, Goder Shi'esh by Esavanim Shel Masoy Shnaim Shnaim, a new halacha, a Goder fence, which has 10 stones. Oh. Okay. We have a fence. A fence. A goder fence. Shiyesh by Esther Avonim 10 stones shall Masoy Shnaim Shnaim. A Masoy of 2-2. What's Masoy 2-2? Here it shows a picture. Evan Shechel Rak Shnaim Losesa. When it says a stone, a masui shnaim, I mean the stone is too heavy to carry. You need 2 people to carry the stone. Cannot carry the stone by myself. I need 2 people. You have 10 such stones.
What's it called? Get stones called gedder?
No, gedder is a fence.
Yeah.
A fence. Here's the fence.
Yeah.
Here's the fence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Why'd you have 10? 10 what?
Goder fence, Sheyesh by Esser Avonim, 10 stones.
Uh-huh.
Each one of these stones is so heavy, you can only be carried by 2 people. One human being.
And it's only 10 tefachim and so heavy?
We didn't get to that yet. One thing at a time. So Goder fence, Sheyesh by Esser Avonim, Shmas, Shnaim, Shnaim, Hare Elu Yinotelu. It can be taken away. You know, tell us over here the Rav. Shall Masu Shnaim Shnaim Shiyesh Blachas Mia Masu Shnei Bnei Adam. Hare Elu Yinotelu Kula Mafilu Hakatana Shabuchem Vuloi Mischazi Kinefana Gedela Sois Mokam Sode. The concern is, a people might accuse you, the reason why you're moving the fence because you want to dig. You want to go, you want to dig something in that area, you want to soften the earth. You have some objective. Okay? You have some objective in this area. Yeah? You have an objective. And your objective is to go to.
Hari
Elu Yinot Elu.
You can take it. You can take the fence apart.
You can take the. Yes. Hari Elu Yinot Elu. You can take the fence apart.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because.
Why?
Each stone is
heavy enough that you need 2 people to carry.
Right. You can take away the entire. You're allowed to take away the entire fence.
Right.
The entire fence can move. Even little stones on top.
I don't know.
Even the little stones. See the little stones?
Uh-huh.
Because of, now what's the concern? The concern is, I didn't say the higher than the, what, what's the concern? The concern is because the shiur got there, even the little stones. I know what that means. Okay, let's just see the Rav.
Yeah.
A God there, Sheish Avonim Shal Masri, Ashnai Masri Shnai Shem, they are very heavy stones. Harila, you know, Taylor, you allow to remove the entire fence. You allow to remove the entire fence. Even the small little stones. Mischaze. Mischaze.
Yeah, what is it?
Does not appear. Does not have the mara and the mischaze kimafana hagodel asoyz mekoy moysode. It does not look like you're trying to take away. You're trying to take away a fence in order to plant.
To make a place,
an empty place to plant. It does not have that. Does not look like you're doing anything. Doing anything illegal in the year of Shemitah. It's okay. Now here this goes on. Tzareli yinatelu shiur goder. What is the size of the fence? Now what is the
10 high?
Pachos mikan machtze. Now the shear is 10 tvachim. Now 8, let's say 85. The shear goder is 10 tvachim. Now what does it mean? Goder sheniskaimu ba shnei hatunim. You have a fence that has two conditions. Number one, aleph yesh by 10 avonim. Shal maso yesh shnaim shnaim. There are 10 stones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Each stone is very heavy, and you need two people together to carry the stone. That is condition number one. Numeral uno.
Numeral uno.
Numeral uno. Numeral uno. Okay, that's number one. Yeshua tells next. Base. Shir number two. Base. The geder is at least 10 tvachim. It's at least 10 tvachim tall. Okay, 10 tvachim tall. Why 10 tvachim? We'll see why.
That was the first book.
No, the first one, there were 10 stones. 10 stones.
Yeah,
and the height is 10 tvachim. Base, hagedel, begoyva, 10 tvachim, lupachos. The second condition, there are 10 tvachim.
10 stones, 10 tvachim.
Right, now, mutter, litol, minagoder, esakol, avonechav, afilohak. Now you're allowed to remove the entire stone, even
mutter, litol, minagoder,
esakol, avonechav, afilohak, etanois. Why? Bibnei shenire, shenaylon, lebinyin. Because it looks like since it's so large, since it's a very large area, everyone knows I'm taking the stones down because I want to use the stones for construction purposes. Does not look like I'm trying to prepare the field.
The loy near can find a gedel
asoyz b'mekoy moysode. Does not look like I'm trying to take away the fence in order to plant to make that area, that open area, to plant. Does not look like I'm trying to plant in that area where the fence used to be. By taking away the stones, everyone knows that I'm taking the stones because I wanted the stones for construction purposes. I'm not taking away the fence in order to prepare the field prepare the area for planting. Okay, but let's say the Mishnah goes on and says, let's say it's pachos mikain machtzev. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it's a quarry. Now, what does that mean? Pachos mikain is a machtzev, and what do you have to do? It's a goymoy, and you have to diminish it. You have to cut it down at pachos meho oretz tefach, low in the ground, one tefach. Now, what does that mean? 86. Pachos mikain machtzev, goymoy at pachos meho oretz tefach. Kishain beged the 10 tvachim, also lefanis is kola avonecham, ibnei shenir kimechin es hakarko lezuia. If this thing, this fence, is less than 10 tvachim, everything here is a matter of perception. Yeah? Perception.
Yeah.
The function.
I'm perceiving. Go ahead.
The function of the wall is a matter of perception. So if it's less than 10 tvachim, so then the halach is kishain beged the 10 tvachim, when the fence does not have a height. When the fence does not reach a height of 10 tefachim, gesha'ein beged the 10 tefachim, also lufanis is kol avonecha, you may not remove all of the stones, b'nei shenira kemechen es hakarko lezriya. So what then do you do? Mutter litol es avnei hageder, rak ara tefach ha-samach lekarko. So then what you can do is you can take away all the stones, but you have to leave the bottom row. You allow to take these little stones on top and the big stones, but you must leave the bottom. That's called goymoy. Goymoy means you can make it all the way down. You can cut it down all the way until the bottom. But goymoy has a connotation that you have to leave over a sliver. Okay, you got to leave over a sliver of stones on the bottom. So goymoy ad pachos me'aretz ad pachos me'aretz. So you have to leave over one tefach on the bottom. That's only when it's your field. But it was mutter because ain't together. Now, what, let's say you don't have 10. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's say you do not have 10, you only have 9. Kish'ein begedu 10 avonim, shalmasu, yashnaim, shnaim. Also, lufanus es kol avonecho, bibnei shmira, kimechim es akar galuzriya. Mutar, litol es avnei agadu rak atefach. You now take away the entire thing. So if you only have one of these two in the scene, this picture on the top, you have both conditions. You have 10 stones, plus you have a height of 10 tefachim. Then you can take away the entire thing. The whole thing can be taken away because then it's very clear what you're trying to do. You want to use the stones for construction. But if you're missing one of the two conditions, either you're missing the condition that it's not 10 stones or it's not 10 tefachim, then you're allowed to take away the stones, but you must leave over a sliver. You must leave over on the ground a sliver of stones of a height at least of one tefach.
Wow.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got it?
I understand. The Mishnah doesn't explain this, why they have to leave.
That's
it out.
That's a matter of perception, because when you have a full fence, everyone sees you have a full fence. Everyone sees you do. That's the way the world goes around. People they take fences and they recycle the stones for other construction purposes. But when you have a little sliver, you don't have a real fence. You just have a little hedge on the ground. People don't look at it as a fence. And when they see you start moving stones around, the perception is you're trying to prepare your field for Zriya, Marasayin, and it's not good for Shidduchim. People are going to say this person is in violation of the laws of Shemitah.
Okay. What are inside?
Okay.
Let's go. Okay. You got this over here?
Now we have a new condition. The new condition is it's less than 10 tefachim or less than 10 stones. It's a quarry. The einoid neiloi kula. You may not take away the entire thing. Elabot goyma, you have to diminish it. Goyma means like a midget, like an anas. Okay, a midget. Goymoy means you diminish it. Umaniach min aselab aretz, you leave on the ground tefach, kadesh lo yehe royal lezriya, so that it should no longer be royal lezriya. You must leave at least one tefach. Because if you leave one tefach, everyone sees, if you leave a sliver on the ground, everyone sees that you're not planting, because you can't plant when there are stones on the ground. If you have stones on the ground, it's not roy for zriya. Yeah? Now we go to the next. This time he says, this that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to open this up. Is going back on the beginning of the Mishnah. This that we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to open up the ground to bring out, to quarry stones. You see this beautiful stone over here? This stone? Bamed, v'mamurim, that you're not allowed to open up the ground in order to expose this beautiful, beautiful stone. With me?
Listen, all the way.
When do we say that this thing they're going to open up mitoch shaloi? That's only when it's mitoch shaloi. It's yours. But let's say it belongs to your friend. It's only your friend. Then mashu who writes, you say do whatever you want. Mashu writes, do the next day. Kimasak min tzadikim do lav di dehu. It's not yours. Vafilu, and then the law is vafilu b'shaloi nami. Then we go to the next part of the Mishnah. If you start the construction project. If you start the construction project from before Shvius, Aval, but in Hischil Boy Me'er Shvius, Mashu Reitz and Neitel, you can do whatever you want. Mashu Reitz and Neitel, the Loy Masas command the second to give the love the day, who we have Filu, Bishloinami, Loy Masak, second to him, Hischil, little Me'er Shvius. So you begin to do this before Shvius begins. Okay, so we did the whole Mishnah, it's Chaz the Mishnah. Okay, you got the Mishnah? Yeah. Easy Mishnah. Mishnah here says, Lo yiftach oda machse betchil soch steirat shiva. We did this right. There we did. There we did the Mishnah. The Mishnah off. God there, sheyesh by a God or a fence. Sheyesh by eser abonim shel masui shnaim shem fence. It has 10 stones, and each of the 10 stones is so heavy that you need two people to carry the stone together.
Right.
Okay, each stone is a masui shnaim shnaim. Hare elu yinotelu. Then you can take away each stone. Hare elu yinotelu. The stones can be taken away. You can take away the. You can pick up the stone and carry it away. Why are you allowed to take it away? Because no one's going to accuse you.
It didn't say that. The two conditions, no.
Shiur, and the second condition is shiur geder asar tvachim. Go there. Here.
But it's telling you already you can take it.
But then it goes on to qualify the statement.
Well, shouldn't it have qualified what said Hari El Yutel?
I don't know. That's derech l'mishnayis.
True.
That derech l'mishnayis.
True.
What?
I don't think so.
That's what it says. Go there. Sheyesh b'yeser avonim, a fence that has 10 stones. Shel masui shnayim shnayim Hari El Yutelu. Provided that shiur goder, and what is called the goder, we're coming to qualify the title of a goder.
Right.
Shiur goder is asar tzvachim, 10 tzvachim. Let's say it's pachos mikain. Let's say it's less than 10 tzvachim. That's not called the goder. That's called a machtsef. And if it's a machtsef, you're not allowed to remove a machtsef, because when you remove a machtsef, then it appears that you're coming misak in the sudden of the zriya. So it's a matter of perception. It looks like that you're preparing zriya. So what are you allowed to do in such a situation? The best you can do is the goyimimoy ad pachos me'oretz tefach. In such a situation, the best you can do is you can diminish this goder to a height of one tefach. You're not allowed to remove the last sliver. The last sliver of stones may not be removed. Because since this is not a goder, it is not perceived to the Hamoinam as a goder. If you're going to start taking away the stones, people are going to suspect that you're preparing the sodeh lizriya in the year of Shemitah. Marasayit. So the best you can do is you can take away the upper layers, but you have to leave one little layer that's at least one tefach in order to show that you're not preparing the sodeh lizriya. Pachas mikan machsev, it's called a machsev, it's not called a goder. It's not called a goder, it's called a machsev. You can diminish it at pachas me'oretz. At pachas me'oretz tefach, you have to leave at least one tefach. Now, b'med, v'adam amurim, mitach shaloi. Why do we have all these limits? That's what's b'soch shaloi. Avo, mitach shal chaveroi, but let's say it's not yours, it belongs to your friend, mashu reitze yitol. If it's not your fence, if it belongs to your friend, then you can do whatever you want, because no one's going to accuse you of preparing your friend's property for Zuriya. People only accuse you and suspect that you are in violation when it comes to your own property. No one's going to suspect that you're in violation of someone else's property. Ein adam chayte v'loyloy. You don't do an avera v'loyloy. You don't do that. That's a mitzias. This is a very important yisur in life. You don't do an avera when you have nothing to gain from it. Furthermore, even in your own,
that you're doing it in your.
Oh, but if it's your friend's property, the property does not belong to you, then you're allowed to do it.
If you can take out as much. There's no conditions.
No conditions.
Take out those.
Take out all those stones. Go do whatever you want. Oh, people are going to go say you're going. You're appearing in the son of Israel. No one's going to make such an accusation. No, because it's not your field. What are you doing? No one's going to make think. Oh, he's preparing the field of Israel. What do you care about your friend? What do you have to gain from it? What do you have to gain from it? Right, this is the yesod in life. Another condition, even in your own sada, even in your own sada, the only time it's going to be prayer is only when the Shemitah already began. But let's say Shemitah did not yet begin. You have begun the process.
If you started the process before
Shemitah, you can do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Who's holding you back? Okay, it's Chaz Mishnah again.
Yeah.
Got there. We did the Rav. We did all the Ravs. Yeah, where have you been? Where are you?
I'm here.
Got there. She is by as eser tvach. I've on a fence has 10 stones, right? 10 stones. 1 10. And what else? Hare elu yinot elu. You can take away the whole fence.
Right.
But when is it called a fence in halacha? Shiur got there. asar tzvachim. It's only in halakhal defense when the height is 10 tzvachim. Let's say it's pachos mikain, let's say it's 10 tzvachim, then machzev. It's not called defense, called machzev. And machzev, that goes back to the previous Mishnah. A machzev, you're not allowed to tamper, because people are going to accuse you. They're going to accuse you of tampering with the machzev. So what do you do when you have a machzev? When you have a machzev, the machzev is when you have less than 10 stones, or it's less than 10 tzvachim. Okay, aleph base. One of those two conditions. See how nice he lays it out for you in this picture book? Two conditions are, one is either the missing the 10 stone, or you're missing the height. The height. It's a machzev. So then the only thing you can do is you can move, and you have to leave over the bottom layer of stones. So what do you do when you have a machzev? Then you can diminish, but you have to leave over a slim in the tefach. That's only when it's in your property. But let's say the fence is not in your property, the fence is the property. Then do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Okay, next mission. Avonim sheziz osan hamachareisha. You like that word?
Yeah.
Shezi osan. Okay, let's see the Machareisha. The Machareisha, let's take a look over here. Which is the Machareisha? 87. Avonim sha'al yidei Achareisha through the plow. Nisgalu me'alehen. The stones have become exposed. Em yesh v'em shtayim shehen masoy. If there are two stones. Okay, so the stones have become... they have become exposed. The stones here have become exposed through the plow. The guy has a plow, and he's so im yesh v'am shtaim shem mas. There are two which are maser shtaim shtaim. Motor lefanois as kulam and asode ulitzarch. When you allow to take away them all away. If there are at least two stones that are so heavy that you need two people together to carry, then you'll have to take away all the stones. Im yesh v'am shtaim shem mas shtaim shtaim. Motor lefanois as kulon min asode ulitzarch binyan. But let's say avonim stones shezi zi osan. Okay, that's a silent ayin, but it's a shvanoch. So the shvanoch that forces us to the next ayin is going to be a shvanoch. Shezi zi osan that have become exposed. Hamachareisha osho imchusos, so they were covered with niskalu, or they were chusos. Doesn't show you a picture. Okay, they were mechusos, and they became niskalu. Im yesh v'am shnayim shel masoy. There are two stones. Shel masui. Shnayim. There are two stones, and each stone is so heavy that you need two people to lift the stones. Harei elu yinotelu. Then these two stones may be removed.
Okay. Can we look at the route? Because I'm not sure I understand this one.
88. Im yesh b'chem masui shnayim shvayli notelu, im yesh b'avonim sheniskalu me'alehen. Two stones reach the surface. You see the depth? Yeah, two stones.
How did they get?
Earthquake. Maybe it's natural. That's where they were put. When you come into the field, you see there are two stones on the surface. Maybe it was washed, or maybe it was a flood, and the topsoil was washed away. And now you can see two stones on the surface. And each one of these two stones is so heavy, you need two people to remove the stone. Then when you go remove the stones, no one's going to accuse you of appearing the field for... No one's going to accuse you of... preparing the field for Zriya. When they see you removing the stones, they're going to assume that you're taking stones for construction purposes. Right? So once already you're allowed to remove the big stones, you can take away the little stones. Right? Olai yoniach tzadik es roshay. Good? Im yesh ba'avonim sheniskalu me'alein shtayim. If when the stones are revealed, are exposed, there are two stones. Shnayim she'masui shnayim mutu litol games haketanis. You can take away the cleanest stones. Agav oisam shtayim due to the big stones ulutzach for the purpose of construction. Okay, so nachem, let's see the rab now. Shezi ze'osan hamachareisha. The machareisha move them around and expose them. Vafilo zi ze'osan elosh asida leziasan. Even if it was not yet moved, but it will be moved. You know, it's destined. It means, even though right now this has not yet happened. Like all of these stories, all these Gedolim stories, they never really happened.
That's right. Wine's famous for it.
They will happen. And they have not happened yet. Right? Not all of my stories are true. Some of my stories have not yet happened, but they will happen. Yeah. Right? So that's what it says over here. It doesn't necessarily mean that these stones have been moved by the plow. This guy never came onto the field, but it means that it's going to happen. Since it's going to happen, it's as if it did happen. Therefore, you're allowed at this point in time ready to go and bring in the heavy machinery and take out the stones for building purposes. Shezi ze asad hamachareish. But if you look, zi ze osan ela shasida lezi ze on. Harekiilu zi ze osan. You can take them all away. Everything go. You can take even the little guys. Even the little guys can take them away. Once already allowed to take the big guys, take away the little guys. There's always a concern taking away small stones. When you take away small stones, then there's more of a concern, there's more of a perception, more of a maris ayin, that you're doing something illegal.
You're doing just something for Zaria.
You know what that word means? Illegal? You don't know what it means. It's just tzaddik. An erlich person. Shloi toam tamchet. Harei elu yinotelu. Harei elu yinotelu kulam agav oisam shnaim. You can take them all away. Vafilu lo zi ze osan elo shasida le zi ze on. Harei ki lo zi ze osan. Harei, the whole day you have to remember that word, okay? Remember wherever you go today.
Yeah.
You tell the word, Shezi Ze Osan. You can remember that?
Yep.
Okay, write it down.
It's very easy word to remember.
When you go,
Zos means to move.
Zos. Even though it didn't happen yet, it's destined to happen.
Yeah.
So you loud, Oishe Mechusos, Neharei Elu Yinatelu, Kulam Agav Agav Ois Mashtayim. Next. Okay, next. Now.
Oishe Mechusos is Kalu.
They were once upon a time they were mechusos, these two big stones, and now in the skalu, it's been revealed all of a sudden.
These stones were covered by these big ones.
Well, no, it doesn't say that. It means there were two stones. There were two stones, and all of a sudden the two stones were in the skalu.
I thought these were in the skalu.
No,
little guys.
The little guys. Okay, that's not. It's not relevant.
The little guys were in the skalu.
No, the big guys.
The guy was covering the little guy.
No.
Look here, over here. What's happening here? He's moving the big rock so he can get the
That's not what it says. No, the two big stones were in the skala. Yeah, this, by the way, this is a very big difference. There's depth. This is not. They're just lying on the field. They're lying on the field. There's a flood, and the top soil was washed away, and now you see stones exposed.
Right.
This is where it's exposed.
Right.
So once already two very large stones are exposed,
right,
and you need two people together to take away these two large stones. Once already you can take away these two stones, you're allowed to take away all the little stones as well. This case is a different case entirely.
Right.
In this case, there's depth. And now as you're plowing, all of a sudden the plow causes, as you're plowing the field to soften the field, all of a sudden, bang.
Bang!
All of a sudden, you discover at your foot that the plow has been caught in a very large stone. Oh, look at this large stone, Johnny boy! Come here. Let's get rid of this big stone.
Right.
And once you take away this big stone, and mainly you can take away all of the little stones as well.
Correct.
Okay, that's what it says. Avonim, large stones. Shezi ze osan hamacharesha. The Macharesha has caused it to move. So now there are two very large stones. Oh, Shahayu Mechusos, or let's say there was a flood and the topsoil was washed away, and now the two large stones were Mechusos v'niskalu. Im yeish bohem, if among what is exposed are two stones which are so heavy and you need two people to carry them away, im yeish bohem shtayim shel masui shenayim shnayim harei elu yinotelu, they can be taken away. Period. Okay? Is that clear? Yeah?
Yeah.
Next.
If
they were mechusos and they were niskala, these two stones were originally covered by the topsoil. Now they've been exposed. A revelation. And if among what has been exposed are two stones which are extremely heavy,
yes,
you need two people to carry it together. One person that cannot carry, you need two people together. So they can be taken away. Not only can you take away the big stones, you can take away even the small stones. What do you do with those small stones? You're going to use it for construction. No, you're only allowed to take it away when you're going to use it for construction purposes. That's what it says, because otherwise it's going to be marasayin. You've got to take it away from construction. Ulutzach binyan. You've got to take it away only for the construction purposes, otherwise it's going to be marasayin. Good?
Yep.
Next. Ha-misakel es sodeyu. A person is misakel. What's misakel mean? Misakel. Misakel means to remove stones. Misakel. To remove stones. Yeah, I want to remove stones. Ha-misakel es sodeyu. Noitel es choyonos umaniach es ha-noig oisparetz. You want to misakel stones. There are a lot of stones. So mutter, it says over here in the picture. You allow, look at the gray ones are the ones that are touching the earth, and the ones on top are white. If you have little stones and you want to use some of the stones for construction, it's marasayin. People may accuse you of taking the stones and removing the stones in order to prepare the sadeh for construction purposes. In order that it should not be perceived as marasayin, what is the solution? What is the solution, sir?
Yeah.
Only take away the upper layer of stones. Do not take away the lower layer of stones. Is that clear to you?
Yeah.
Okay? Hamasakel es sodehu. If you are in the process of being masakel sodehu, you take away the upper stones. But leave the ones that are touching the earth. The ones that are touching the earth must be left intact. Otherwise, it's going to be marasayin.
So what's you taking the rock to?
You need it for construction.
Sakels.
You need it for construction.
So you need it for construction. You can take the top.
You have to leave the bottom. Came a sakin. What about the chain garger shel tsiroros? A garger means it's a pebbles. Garger the chain garger. Here it's garger. He has a yud here. Shel tsiroros. Gal shel avonim kitanos. A pile. Of small clay and stones, of small stones, shalavonim kitanos, a gal shalavonim, or a pile of stones, noiteles holyoinos, take away the upper stones, umaniaches anogos paros, and you leave the ones, you have a very large pile of stones, so you always have to leave the pile that's touching the ground. Im yesh tachtem sela, let's say on the bottom here of the stones, there's a sela, a kash, or there is kash. Harielu, you know, telu. Then you can take them away in total because everyone. Let's see the pictures. Motalital as well. Yonas kishetzach lavonim remasher. You have to go with the last layer of stones on the bottom. Es tachtonis v'ozlo nira kimisakin asode. Gash lavonim. Motalital as well. Yonas the upper stones kishetzach lavonim remasher. Es tachtonis v'ozlo nira kimisakin asode. Yeish tachtem sela. If you have on the bottom a sela, mutalitol es kol huavonim, v'lo nira kimisakin. You're allowed to take away all of the stones. You're allowed to take away mutalitol es kol huavonim. You can take away all of the stones, v'lo nira kimisakin sadeyu. Hol sint v'zeo mokum sela she'ina roi lizut. This is a mokum sela. This is a mokum sela. It's not roi lizria. Oikash. Mokoy makash any royal Israel l'chin mut litol as kol habanim ve'ena nira kimisakein asleu. Does not look like you're being misakein your field. Good. Okay. Let's see over here the Mishnah. Gal shalavanim ketanas im yesh tachtem selo kash loymersik misakein kim de'in ma'mokem royal Israel. Okay. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah zayin. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Oh, we're not going to finish the parak. So much to do. A lot of stuff. Avonim, stones, shezi zi osan. You think you can remember that?
Yeah.
Shezi zi osan. I love that word.
Yeah, it's like a Dr. Seuss word.
Shezi zi osan.
Yeah, you know where you got his stuff.
You have moved. Zoz. Hamachareisha. And the Rav taught us, it does not mean that the Machareisha actually did this, but it means that if you would come on the field with the Machareisha would get caught in the stone and pull it up. So, Oy Shahayu Machusas, or they were Machusas, and they were Niskale. A revelation. Gilusoit. Im Yesh Bohem Stein, if among the stones there are two stones, which are so large, that you need two people to remove, Among the two stones which are so heavy, which you need to be able to remove the stones, then these two stones can indeed be removed. They can be taken away. Good? Next halacha. Hamasakel es sadeyu. A person that wants to remove the stones. Here's the field, and there are stones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are a lot of stones all over the place. Sakel sadeyu. Noiteles hulyonos. So you can take away the upper stones. And you can leave the ones that are touched. You take away the upper stones. You can leave the stones touch the ground. You can leave them in place. You can leave the stones and the bottom in place. Hamasakel noiteles hulyonos. So manichas anoigos barits. Vechein likewise garger. Shell, it's a pile of small stones. A gal shall have on him. Here's a gal. A gal shall have on him. Noiteless, we'll get us take away the upper stones. Because if you leave the ones in the bottom, then there's no Mara sign. No one's going to accuse you of appearing to feel for Zriya in the year of Shemitah. However, but let's say you have over here a field in the bottom, this hard rock.
Yeah.
Then
oikash,
or this kash. Then there's no problem because then it's anyway Naroy, it's Naroy Lazri, so there's no problem. You can take away the all the way down to the bottom. Okay, what time is it now? It looks like it's getting late. It looks like it's time to be mispalom. I don't have a watch anymore. My watch also broke. Okay, it's 7:41. Everything's broken. I'm broken.